2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock. Today is Monday, and it is the 19th of August. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 71 degrees.
Looks like an accident-free start to the morning drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Back to school.
Back to school.
Thousands of kids around the Wasatch Front will be going back to school starting this morning, and crossing guards have a message for you.
Slow down. Keep your eyes in your head, not on your phone.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage in the KSL 24-hour news center. Mary?
Amanda, those flashing yellow lights are back, and school zones will be 20 miles per hour for the kids walking or riding bikes and scooters down the sidewalks and streets. Judy Burr has been a crossing guard for almost 19 years in Salt Lake City, and here's the worst thing she sees.
People that like to drive down the street with my cone under their wheels, they'll take it like a half a mile away, sometimes all the way around the corner, and they're not paying attention to the road at all.
Remember, too, that buses will be making frequent stops. If that stop arm is out with a flashing red lights, don't go around it. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Police will be out in several cities doing crosswalk enforcement to get drivers to slow down and yield to school kids. Provo Police tweeted they will be at school zones today, and Unified Police say they will be around schools in Holiday, Mill Creek, Magnet, Taylorsville, and Kearns. Obey the rules or get a ticket.
Heading back to school can be stressful for any kid, but there's an added stress for homeless students who have a hard time getting needed supplies. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more on the efforts to make sure the kids are ready to go.
The Road Home Apple Tree program hand-delivered backpacks and clothes to homeless kids recently for the 15th year in a row. Normally, they deliver supplies to roughly 150 kids.
This year, we've already delivered 210, and we have another 30 or so that we're working to fulfill.
Program organizer Chris Thomas says there is a lot of movement in and out of the Road Home, adding many of the kids they measured for the program moved into transitional housing, and other kids have taken their place. But as the need has gone up, Thomas says the generosity of donors has gone up too.
Even those who have small means will step forward and do something, and those who have greater capacity will do a lot.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The Utah man who was missing in the Montana wilderness for 5 days is now telling his survival story. Last Sunday, Caden Lago was riding horses with family when he decided to walk back to camp and got lost. Caden was prepared for the worst by writing his final goodbye on his phone for his wife.
In case I don't make it out of here, I love you. I've loved my life with you. And I'm so sorry I left you to be a single mom.
He was found when he wandered into a camp of search and rescue volunteers on Friday.
Hong Kong sees the largest demonstration yet. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, they say about 1.5 million people took to the streets of Hong Kong Sunday, organizer Bonnie Luang.
So we have the support.
The government still hasn't completely shut down a proposed extradition plan with mainland China. Chinese police are conducting exercises just across the border in a show of force against the pro-democracy demonstrators. Utah's Morning News has ABC's Tom Rivers live at 5:15 on the Hong Kong demonstrations. A weekend bombing at a wedding in Kabul, Afghanistan killed 63, wounded 200, just as the U.S. is finalizing negotiations with the Taliban. ABC's Julie McFarlane reports talks have not quieted violence.
The United Nations said that July was the most deadly month for Afghanistan in the last
2 years.
The Taliban demanding the U.S. withdraw troops from that country. A new survey of economists finds the vast majority think the economy is on solid ground, but one-third now believe a recession's on the way by 2021. President Trump remains optimistic.
Our consumers are rich. I gave a tremendous tax cut. And they're loaded up with money.
Optimists point to job growth, wage growth, and continuing low inflation. But the German government preparing to infuse $55 billion to shore up their fading economy. The news comes just as Deutsche Bank announcing 18,000 layoffs amid uncertainty and the bank's plan to shift some global financial services. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A local chef has been raising money to help detained kids get reunited with their families at the southern border. Chief Alberto Diaz held a similar bake sale last year to help out families and feels that the situation hasn't changed since.
Kids have been separated for months without the parents. The parents have been deported, and somebody has to get those kids back to their parents, too.
Diaz raised $45,000. All the proceeds went to the Refugee and Immigrant Center for Education and Legal Service along the Texas Civil Rights Project.
And coming up on KSL, you'll hear from a veteran who lost the use of his legs but turned the use of his voice in a decades-long career.
And we'll check your KSL traffic.
Crews pulling the barrels off of southbound I-15 right now, going from South Ogden into Riverdale. That's the only slow spot we've got. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5:05.
Dave and Dujanovic.
You're writing a negative review. It better be truthful. If a business loses business, they're coming after you.
If you are in the heat of it, take a deep breath. Not a good time to write a review.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio. Amanda Dixon has a new co-host.
I just love Tim. I met him in 1990.
Longtime KSL anchor Tim Hughes.
I actually trained her on the board 30 years ago.
They're journalists.
When we're interviewing somebody, Tim knows what the next question is because Tim knows the news.
Bottom line, it's Amanda's not just intensity, but her intelligence and her knowledge when it comes to all things politics.
They're friends.
I guess the number one thing everybody asks me is, how much caffeine does that girl drink in the
We can talk news, we can talk kids, we can talk sports. Tim loves basketball as much as I love. He loves basketball more than I love basketball.
I'm excited for the opportunity to be with her. She has really meant a lot, not just to this radio station, but this community.
I've never met anybody who loves Disney more than Tim Hughes.
Introducing Utah's Morning News, now with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon. Weekdays 5 till 9 on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You know what makes every diamond unique and special are its four C's: cut, clarity, color, and carat weight. But do you know what makes Diamonds Direct special and unique? It's our own four C's. The first C, concept. Diamonds Direct has revolutionized jewelry shopping by eliminating middleman markups and giving you direct access to the world's finest diamonds straight from the diamond cutters. The second C, choice. Diamonds Direct's multi-million dollar selection of precious diamonds is unparalleled, and with over 4,000 designer settings to choose from, you are empowered to make a decision that works for your style and taste. The third C, confidence. With a nationwide price guarantee, free lifetime warranty, our unique 110% diamond upgrade policy, and our no-pressure, no-risk environment, you have total peace of mind. And the fourth C, community. Every year we partner with local charities and nonprofits with significant donations of time, money, and jewelry to make this a better place for everyone. Diamonds Direct, as unique, special, and rare as every diamond in our showcase. Get store hours and directions at diamondsdirect.com.
Hey, if you're just waking up with us this morning, kids are going to be rolling out of the sack and headed back to school, many of them, if not today, then later this week. And we're keeping an eye on all things back to school for you this morning here on KSL.
If you've ever heard a good auctioneer at work, you know it takes a lot of skill.
Yeah, and for one Air Force veteran in Ogden who ended up in a wheelchair, he's been perfecting his craft for over 60 years. Here's KSL TV's Ashley Kewish.
For Doug Taylor, selling antiques that endure is his specialty. But it's not the relics in his shop that call to the crowd.
I got 20 out of it now, 2.5, half 20 out and now 5.
The only one doing the calling is Doug.
We're sold at $3.
And it's not just his antiques that persist. It's him.
Clock, jewelry box, starter for me. Let's go.
For the past 60 years.
Anybody is 60, 60, who goes 60?
Doug sold anything and everything to the highest bidder.
I've sold stud service. I've sold vasectomy.
cities. I've sold hotels. I've sold airplanes.
70, now 80. Did he give $80?
Around here, sky's the limit.
We could sell Idaho.
He may not be savvy enough to sell a state.
I can sell anything.
But he's been successful enough to score some steadfast supporters.
A lot of them come every week. It's their night out.
Cedar chest guy, just like it's supposed to be. It's a dandy.
With each burst of air from his well-trained lungs,
I get 7, did he give $8?
He breathes new life into every piece of the past.
$14 here, $15.
Just like this career breathed new life into his.
When I went to Iwo Jima, I went in a half a body cast.
While serving his country back in the 1950s, Doug's life changed forever.
I was a diving exhibitionist. I swam in the Air Force Olympics. I hit the diving board and broke my back.
Doug's uncle sold him a new lease on life.
Talked to me about being in the auction business because I could do it in a wheelchair. Enrolled in the auction school. They sent me all my tapes, and I sat on Iwo Jima for 4 months learning the speech and selling the bugs on the ground, pretend they were people.
I get 3, did he get $4? 5. I get 4, did he get $5?
Despite all the difficulties.
I'm now 6, did he get $6?
The long hours, the frantic pace.
Did he get $6?
Doug perseveres.
Look here, you see it? It is a stagecoach lamp, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't forget, this is a tale of persistence.
Take a look at it. It's in perfect shape, guys.
And if there's one thing you should know about Doug Taylor.
Now 3, 3, 3, 3, did he get 3, did he get 3, 4, did he get $4? Sold at $5.
He will never stop selling.
Right down there, the lady with the baby.
I enjoy it. I love it. What do I do if I retire? This is what I like to do, so I'm just going to do it.
Right down there, the lady with the baby.
Have you ever been asked to auction, be an auctioneer?
Yes, and
it
I remember thinking...
It is not an easy thing.
No, and I told the people who have asked me to do this, and it's been multiple times over the years, I am not an auctioneer.
Yeah.
I will do the best I can. I am enthusiastic,
yeah,
but that is a skill I don't possess.
I've only been asked to do it a couple of times, but when they said, let's make the starting bid somewhere around $10,000...
I thought, no.
It was uncomfortable for me to ask people for that kind of money.
Yeah.
All right, 509, let's get a look at traffic and weather together this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Let's get it started here with Andy Farnsworth.
Well, the only thing that's even slightly slow right now is traffic just waiting for the last of the barrels to be pulled off of I-15 southbound as you go from Ogden down into Riverdale. Everything else is open heading south through Weber and Davis County on I-15. Weekend construction on I-15 in Salt Lake County. I-80 construction in Salt Lake County. That's all finished up, and everybody's just moving along at the full speed limit at this point. Get a 0% interest on all purchases through May of 2020 with a new Mountain America Visa card. For details, call 1-800-748-4302. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and it's going to be warmer today. Let's check the forecast with Grant.
We're having another warm day today on this what is back to school day for at least many kids along the Wasatch Front. Going to be pretty hot out there later today. Highs 95, we get lots of sunshine, more of the same tomorrow, sunshine 96. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, boy, it's warm this morning, 79 degrees.
I saw some of the video over the weekend, Tim, of the people in Hong Kong. Just mind-blowing.
They said it basically was the equivalent of a quarter of the population of Hong Kong, which is 2 million people, 1.5, 1.7.
Astounding. So, you know, if they thought that this was going to peter out and go away, they were wrong.
Yeah.
It's just growing in strength. We'll get more from Tom Rivers. ABC News' Tom Rivers is reporting overseas on what's going on there and what the possible fixes are. I don't know if there are, what they're contemplating to see if they can come to some sort of compromise. What do the people want?
I don't know. The good news is it was largely peaceful. There wasn't tear gas flying around or violence of any kind.
I did hear of a couple of people who were injured because of tear gas that was fired into the crowd from above.
Mm.
So let's find out more with Tom in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
Limu, Limu.
And Doug. Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Are kids better off in an intact family? You bet they are. This is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Kids living in a household with married parents do better in school, they're emotionally healthier, and they're more likely to stay out of trouble with the law. If you're in a troubled marriage, of course you should do everything you can to save your marriage, if only for your kids' sake. This includes considering alternatives to divorce. Of course, in some circumstances, divorce is unavoidable. In either case, if you're a man facing a crisis in your marriage, let us help you at Cordell & Cordell. Remember, we're the partner men can count on.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 801-401-9999. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield. Cordell & Cordell, 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
advocates say there's a bigger need for school supplies for homeless kids this year. People who normally have around 150 kids they offer supplies for say there are over 200 this year. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, we are hearing from the Utah man who spent 5 days lost in the woods near the Montana-Idaho border. Caden Longa says he left a message on his phone for his wife in case he wasn't found alive.
Third, of course, keeping an eye on the roads for you this morning, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever.
All construction is now reopened on I-15 and I-80. Been watching a nice drive both around the valleys and approaching the freeways thus far. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine in this back-to-school Monday, highs 95. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
79 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump waving off talk of a possible recession.
I don't think we're having a recession. We're doing tremendously well. Our consumers are rich. I gave a tremendous tax cut, and they're loaded up with money.
And while most economists agree with him, there are quite a few who see a recession on the horizon.
An economic policy survey finds it's not a matter of if a recession is coming, it's when.
Only 2% expect there to be a recession this year, 38% in 2020, and 34% expect it will be in it by 2021.
Patrick Jankowski with the National Association for Business Economics says the ongoing trade tensions with China is a main reason why.
Only 5% of the respondents predict that there's going to be some sort of comprehensive trade deal.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
A court hearing is set for today in Ohio for a 20-year-old man accused of threatening a Jewish community center. ABC's Zachary Kish.
Police saying disturbing video posted online by James Reardon Jr. showing him firing a semi-automatic weapon with sirens blaring was a mass shooting threat. The FBI raiding Reardon's house. They say they found a large collection of semi-automatic rifles.
Since last week, police in Florida and Connecticut say they have also arrested people accused of making threats of mass shootings. Afghanistan's president is vowing to root out ISIS after the terror group claimed responsibility for a bombing at a wedding that killed 63 people. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. Pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong came out in full force in a generally peaceful demonstration on Sunday. Organizers claimed over 1.7 million people marched during a rainstorm against China's influence on their democratically elected government.
Joining us live from London is ABC News correspondent Tom Rivers. Can you give us a little bit more on what happened over the weekend, Tom? Ooh, do we have Tom? Checking to see if our connection is good with Tom Rivers from ABC News. No Tom? No, we don't have Tom. Shoot. We have been learning about what happened over the weekend. We know that there is it the largest demonstration that they've ever had there?
I think certainly in terms of, the last month or so where they were having regular demonstrations, it looks like it's the biggest. But as I mentioned, I think the overall population of Hong Kong is somewhere in the 8 million mark area. Mm-hmm. And if they had 1.7, that's almost a quarter of the population of all of Hong Kong in that one area.
We did read that China is lashing out at Taiwan over its offer of political asylum to participants in this pro-democracy movement. Let's see if we can go back now and find ABC's Tom Rivers. Tom, do we have you now?
No,
we've got problems with the phones. Maybe we can get some engineering help on our problems with the phones. But too bad that we can't connect with him, because we'd like to find out more about what's happening over there. After watching just the floods of people in the streets, the government of the island there of Hong Kong is considering, you know, doing whatever it needs to keep as much autonomy as possible. But now China's starting to put the squeeze on, and put the squeeze on those who are offering help.
Yeah, and it's become sort of a bargaining chip of sorts in the middle of the trade negotiations mm-hmm. with China. Now, the Trump administration and President Trump himself, of course, is saying that China needs to do what's right for those that are protesting and worrying about what their rights are going to be or not going to be after, you know, it is assimilated into mainland China.
And they're shutting down the airport, affecting trade big time there. And they're using the tools that they have,
yeah,
which is affecting planes coming in and out of their airport, which is used every day, of course, to affect trade. And, of course, the leader of China is demanding that Taiwan's government cease undermining the rule of law by offering asylum to all those who are taking part in these protests.
The good news is it looked like this organization, this demonstration over the weekend did not affect the airport, and that flights were getting in and out of there.
Oh, so that stopped.
Leading up to this weekend, of course, that was the main focus, is they wanted to shut down that airport. And I think the police have finally headed that off, but it moved everything else right into the center of Hong Kong itself.
I'm sorry we weren't able to connect with Tom. Hopefully we'll be able to do that later in the day and get the latest from Tom Rivers from ABC News. Right now, just past 519, let's get another look at early morning commute and the traffic going into the city on a Monday morning, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. And we'll start with you, Andy.
So far, it's pretty quiet, Amanda. Things looking good as we head down I-15 into Salt Lake City, whether you're going from Utah County into the Salt Lake Valley or heading south from Ogden towards Salt Lake City. You've got the full speed limit, and all weekend construction has reopened on the freeway, so there shouldn't be any additional delays. Of course, today, as school begins for a larger chunk of the Salt Lake Valley, keep an eye out for those kids a little bit later on, and prepare to have to drive through those 20-mile-an-hour school zones. It's been a while since you've had to drive through some of them, so prepare for that again this morning. The Zero Res Summer Sale ends August 31st, your last chance to get your fourth room cleaned for free. No soaps, shampoos, or harsh chemicals. Zero Res is the right way to clean. Call today. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a quick peek at a 7-day forecast now that extends through the end of the week.
Another warm day out there. Lots of sunshine here on this back-to-school Monday. We're up to 95 degrees. Tomorrow, 96 and mostly sunny skies. And we reach 98, pretty hot on Wednesday. And again, plenty of sunshine. Not quite as hot Thursday. Sunshine, 94. We reach 95 on Friday, mostly sunny skies. More of the same for the weekend. Sunshine, 94 on Saturday and 94 Sunday, mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
79 downtown. Tim and I bumped into each other on Friday night at the middle school where my youngest goes and his grandkids are going to school. And it's a ritual where you go and you do the walkthrough.
Yeah.
Where you try and figure out how to get from class to class. And then another part of that ritual is learning how to open your locker.
You know what was funny about that? My grandson was looking at me to be able to do that, and it's been, you know, decades since I've messed with a school locker. So I struggled with it in the very beginning.
I got so frustrated.
Yeah.
So there are kids walking around who are ninth graders, and they have signs around their necks that say, ask me to help. So I grabbed one of those kids, and I said, I'm asking you to help.
Yeah.
He comes over. He struggles with it because, you know, you go to the right for the first number,
right,
and then you go to the left, and you skip it once,
right,
and then you go to that number, and then you go to the right for the... So we were forgetting which one you skip. And then we finally figured it out. My husband was so frustrated. He just thought, forget this. We don't need to know how to do the locker. We'll do it later. I said, oh, no, we're not forgetting this.
Yeah.
He needs to know this. So on the first day, this is not one of the thousand things that make him feel frightened.
Aiden, you will have to carry all of your books in your backpack to every class.
And they can't take a backpack. That's the thing, Tim.
Oh, my gosh.
So you can't take a backpack to class. You have to bring and your gym clothes or whatever. And this day, my heart is going out to the kids and the parents of kids who start middle school or high school today, because it's such an intimidating...
There's so many stresses.
Yeah.
So we were walking all of those halls trying to map out the easiest way.
I feel this tap on my shoulder. I look around. It's Tim. And I just hugged him. And we introduced our kids to each other and said, look, at least you'll see a friendly face, guys. There's another kid in the hall. And I did tell Aiden, Every other kid feels exactly like you.
You've got two in the school, though, right?
I do. I have a 7th and a 9th grader.
So you're now responsible for the tallest kid in the school and probably the littlest kid in the school. Which I was standing there with the juxtaposition of the two boys standing next to you. But, man, yeah, it's an intimidating week. So be conscious of that with your kids. And it's normal for them to have some nerves.
Right.
I did smile a little bit on our way out because I asked my grandson, actually my daughter, asked her son, are you ready for this? And he said, the question is the school ready for me? So I think he's going to be okay.
That Mason gives, you know, your grandson, he's got it going on.
Yeah.
He's got it all together.
Funny kid.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, good luck to moms and dads out there as you get the kids first and foremost out of bed so they can get to school
right,
on time this
it.
Week. Coming up, we'll check your money news, so don't go away.
In our hectic world, costs keep rising, but the cost of your funeral doesn't have to. Family Funeral Care understands. Greater Salt Lake families will find funerals starting at $1,795 and cremation starting at $895, whether you're planning in advance or at the time of need. Learn more at FamilyFuneralCareUtah.com. That's FamilyFuneralCareUtah.com. Family Funeral Care, where compassion and value go hand in hand. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
The Star Wars saga continues. The Utah Symphony performs Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, in concert. Experience the entire film on the big screen while the Utah Symphony performs John Williams' thrilling score live. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, in concert. September 6th and 7th in Abravanel Hall. Get your tickets now at utahsymphony.org. Presentation licensed by Disney Concerts. We could try to explain the thrill of hearing your favorite John Williams score performed live. The soaring music that transports you to another place in time. Feel it for yourself at the Utah Symphony. Experience the music of John Williams, September 20th and 21st at Abravanel Hall. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
We remember a Hall of Fame sports broadcaster this morning, and details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, a legendary sports broadcaster has died. Jack Whitaker was 95, passing away yesterday of natural causes. He's perhaps best known for calling CBS broadcasts of Triple Crown horse races.
Well, there's your 99th Kentucky Derby winner, Secretariat, coming in here in record time today.
Whitaker was also the last surviving play-by-play announcer for the first Super Bowl and was at the mic for many of golf's most memorable moments. The Hall of Fame broadcaster was also wounded twice while serving in World War II. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
We are watching Utah's money. Germany's central bank is sending warning signals it could fall into recession within a couple months. A new report shows the German economy shrank by 0.1% in the second quarter, and its factories are struggling.
KSL Drives Now, brought to you by UCCU's BioRelax Auto Loans. A 1930s race car failed to sell at auction. The Porsche Type 64 was expected to go for up to $20 million, but when the auctioneer called out opening price of $13 million, the digital screen behind the podium showed $30 million. Bidders were confused. The car did not sell.
A Michigan steel mill is apologizing for killing fish and closing beaches. ArcelorMittal says it is taking responsibility for spilling cyanide and ammonia, which led to the National Park Service closing beaches near the city of Ogden Dunes. The dead fish showed up at a marina 25 miles away.
Wow, look at this. The futures markets right now, as we look at your money at this moment, all in the green and big time. The Dow futures up 257. That's almost a full percentage point. The S&P is up almost 28. The NASDAQ this hour up 88.
It's early on a Monday morning. We'll take another look at your morning commute. That's next on KSL News Radio.
The Epilepsy Foundation's nationwide Walk to End Epilepsy is coming to our community. This fun event raises awareness and funding for programs like seizure first aid training, specialty care, advocacy, and research. Register your team and be part of this incredible day. Walk with us to improve the lives of thousands with epilepsy in our region and support the fight to end epilepsy for 3.4 million people and their families nationwide. Visit walktoendepilepsy.org.
Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's David Dujanovic, and we're excited to tell you about the $1,000 Challenge, brought to you by Zions Bank.
We're doing our best to help every Utahn put $1,000 in savings by the end of the year.
Listen every Thursday at 11:20 for your chance to win a $1,000 savings account. It's our way to help you work on your emergency fund.
For details, text the word CHALLENGE to 57500 or visit kslnewsradio.com.
It's the $1,000 Challenge with Zions Bank and KSL News Radio.
Coming up on 529, time again for a look at how those roads are getting started this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. They were moving the barrels northbound on the northbound side, Andy, when I was on my way in.
Yeah, and they finished up that. Then they finished up the ones on the southbound side as you head through Davis County. And right now, everybody enjoying a barrel-free drive into Salt Lake City, whether you're on I-15, I-80, or the 21st South Freeway. Looking pretty good on the city streets as well. Redwood Road so far in Utah County into the Salt Lake Valley, and Highway 89 heading south between I-84 and I-15 in Davis County. Toyota Bountiful, save big on the remaining 2019s during the national clearance event going on now at Toyota Bountiful. They'll put a smile on your face. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and let's find out how hot it'll get today. And back over to you, Grant.
Pretty hot to start off the week here. Mostly sunny skies on this back-to-school Monday, at least for many kids, up to 95 today. Tomorrow, 96, and mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 5:30.
Right now, downtown, 79 degrees.
Crash-free, delay-free start to the drive. This point, I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this half hour, we're getting a surprising new look at just what may have led to a deadly shooting in the federal courthouse 5 years ago.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more, Mary.
Amanda, in April 2014, a man on trial grabbed a pen and lunged toward the witness. A U.S. Marshal shot and killed him. Now the Tribune has the FBI documents that say perhaps why that was allowed to happen. The federal courthouse was new, and the drapes were not there yet to cover the tables in the courtroom. So Judge Tina Campbell ordered that Sila'i Angilau not be shackled in front of the jury. That's why he was able to run. The documents include interviews showing how surprised the judge was that he moved and jumped that fast. Others in the courtroom talked about how uneasy they were before about the gang member. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Mary. Unified police are looking to see if a man hit by a tow truck in Mill Creek over the weekend was assaulted first. Police say the 19-year-old man was laying in the road near 4070 South Main Street when he was hit by the truck. They aren't sure why he was in the road, but they think it may have been the result of an assault. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Police say the tow truck driver is cooperating with their investigation.
Opioid addiction has hit rural Utah the hardest, and a new report shows just how bad the problem's been. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Kelly?
Now, an analysis from the Washington Post found almost 15 million opioid pills were ordered by pharmacies in Tiny, Emery, and Carbon counties between 2006 and 2012, the highest per capita in Utah. People took them to deal with the backbreaking work in the mining industry. But when companies started closing, it left people with addictions and no drug treatment options. The overdose death rate has been three times the state average. Opioid maker McKesson has been accused of running one of the pharmacies, something it denies. To fight the crisis now, pharmacies have been handing out fewer pills, while naloxone kits are more readily available. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The Utah man who disappeared last Sunday along the Idaho-Montana border is doing well now that he's reunited with his wife. Caden and Arden Laga spoke to a Montana news station after his 5 days lost in the woods.
My mom opens the door and she's like, did you hear? And I'm like, is he alive? And I was like, yes, he's alive. And I just fall to my knees and I'm just on my hands and knees and I'm not even crying tears. I'm just heaving and sobbing.
You'll hear a lot more from both Arden and Caden when we go in depth in about 10 minutes.
Peace talks are not bringing peace to Afghanistan. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, 63 people were killed in an apparent Taliban attack on a wedding in Kabul, Afghanistan over the weekend. This comes just as American and Taliban negotiators are nearing a completing a peace deal. President Trump saying,
"We'll decide whether or not we'll be staying longer or not."
The Afghan government fears a power vacuum should U.S. troops leave. A reported 1.5 million people or more demonstrated against Chinese rule in the streets of Hong Kong. ABC's Ian Panel is there saying China is conducting police exercises just outside the border.
We saw Chinese paramilitary troops in these drills. We saw armored vehicles, lots of shouting and cheering. And that's just 20 miles away from here.
The weekend demonstration, though, was mostly peaceful. A survey of economists say more now believe a recession's on the way, but they're still in the minority, with two-thirds thinking the U.S. economy remains strong. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro telling ABC,
"The global economy will have a bullish cycle going through 2020 and beyond."
But Germany today saying they may infuse $55 billion to stimulate their weakening economy. And two men with holstered pistols alarmed shoppers at a Kansas City Walmart yesterday. Police say they broke no laws. The men told responding officers they came to buy ammo for target practice. Customers streamed out and warned others not to enter. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. Summer vacation is over for kids, but that doesn't mean summer weather is gone.
Well, it is a back-to-school Monday for at least many kids along the Wasatch Front. Other school districts will be starting tomorrow. Lots of sunshine expected. It is going to be pretty hot for those kids heading in back into school today. Not so much in the morning, of course, but in the afternoon as the temperature climbs up there, the middle 90 range for a little later on today. And we'll be in that same range again for tomorrow afternoon as well.
Grant says the week looks to remain in the high 90s with clear blue skies and no storms in sight.
Ben Hermans maintained his lead in the Tour of Utah through the last four stages of the race to become the overall winner on Sunday. Frank Lang with Larry H. Miller Sports and Entertainment says public support for the race has been strong, even with some inconvenience with roads blocked off over the 6 days of the tour.
You know, we'll have in the vicinity of 400,000 spectators during the course of the week that will watch the Tour of Utah. It's unique to have this type of event, and we hope people enjoy it.
Lang says the Tour of Utah has now established itself on the international bicycle racing calendar, drawing top racers from Europe and North America.
Coming up on KSL, thousands took to the streets on their motorcycles over the weekend to honor Utahns who died serving our country.
And KSL traffic.
Speeds are good on the freeways up to this point. Starting to see some city streets get busy, like Bangor Highway going up towards the 21st South Freeway. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:35.
Inside Sources.
It's really hard to get past the politics of it all this early.
With Boyd Matheson.
They want fireworks. They want sound bites. We often miss some of the real moments.
12:30 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
When you advertise on KSL News Radio, sometimes it's not what you say, but who you say it to.
When my brother Ron and I started our business in 1991 with our first store in Bountiful, Utah.
Wendell Burt from Burt Brothers Tire and Service.
It wasn't long after that we decided that we would have KSL help us with our radio advertising to get the word out.
How did that work for you?
KSL has brought us the kind of customers that we have tailored our business to.
So your business is constantly growing. What have you done with KSL?
From regular commercials to support of Primary Children's Hospital, Honor Flight, and Teacher Feature, our partnership with KSL has been a wonderful experience.
So you would recommend KSL Radio?
If you're trying to grow your business and get your word out, I couldn't recommend KSL strongly enough.
Let KSL News Radio help build your business. Call Stephanie Palmer at 801-575-5811. Again, that's 801-575-5811.
If you want to grow, don't hesitate to call.
Thousands of people took to the streets along the Wasatch Front this weekend on motorbikes to honor those who died serving our country. KSL-TV news specialist Garna Mejia has more on the fallen officer's ride.
Thousands of motorcycles proudly made their way up State Street.
When you're coming up to the Capitol and you're seeing the city.
To this memorial.
It's just kind of like, I'm proud to be a Utahn.
Where hundreds gathered.
There's probably 5,000 or 6,000 bikes here. Gathered in the name of fallen officers. That's a state.
To honor those who paid the ultimate price to protect our communities.
What's more important than to take a moment and just stand together?
Our brothers in blue. This year's three fallen officers, Assistant Chief Dennis Vincent from Brigham City.
To honor those that are placed on this wall.
Officer David Romero from South Salt Lake.
One of the hardest things for me to accept is that David had so much to offer.
And Officer Joseph Shinners from Provo marks the state's 145th officer to lose his life in the line of duty.
We're trying to honor Joe and his memory.
A reminder to their families left behind.
Up and down. Kaylin is pregnant, and so she's 5 weeks from her due date.
That they are not alone.
But she's so appreciative of the community. So many throughout the state have reached out to her, throughout the country.
It's really a true religious event to just feel the spirit here and to see these families.
It's extraordinary how many motorcyclists got together to do this over the weekend.
We actually considered getting in line and participating yesterday, but I'll be honest with you. I'm not a fan of riding in big groups like that because you have people of all different skill levels. Mm-hmm. They're all there with one heart and one mind to do the right thing and you know, show support for a good cause. But I'm always a little worried when you're driving 45, 50 miles an hour, mm-hmm. and you get that accordion effect going on with riders. But great turnout, great cause, and hats off to all those that did so safely yesterday.
Yes. 5:39 now, another look at your early morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. And back to you, Andy.
We're doing pretty well as we start the drive this morning. Those of you heading to the freeway should be able to get there in the minimum travel time. So far, Bangor Highway only looking a little bit busy, a touch in South Jordan near 104th South, and then again up and around the 21st South Freeway. Looking good on I-15, heading south through Weber County, seeing a touch of slowing just after, it looks like, Hillfield Road in Layton going down towards Layton Parkway. Not sure what's causing that unless we have a crash there. And then northbound 15 is at the full speed limit from Lehigh to downtown. That's about a 25-minute drive right now. Are you financially prepared for your retirement? Contact Networth Advisory Group in Sandy for a free consultation. Call 801-566-6639. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The three hottest days of the week are really today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and then things back off a little bit. Let's get the specifics, though, with Grant Wayman.
Back to Monday, back to school for a lot of kids along the Wasatch Front, and a pretty warm day today later in the afternoon. Sunshine, we're up to 95 degrees. Tomorrow, 96 and mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 79 degrees downtown.
We're hearing from that Utah man who was lost for 5 days and wrote a note to his pregnant wife when he thought he wasn't going to be found alive. I can only imagine if I was in some similar circumstance what I would say to my husband. I would feel so, the guilt and the longing and the loneliness. We're going to hear from him in his own words what he was thinking and how he survived.
I'm still curious about that part of the story.
Yep.
What
he
was he doing?
He ate bugs and berries, you bet. Mm, he
boy.
Ate bugs and all the things you want to eat. But you'd eat anything to survive.
Sure.
To try and get back to your wife.
Yep.
You bet you would.
So details of Caden Laga's episode in the forest for 5 days coming up in just a minute here at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for waking up to Utah's news station.
From Skinny Utah. People ask me all the time, how is Skinny Utah different than any other diet? I believe it comes down to three things. First, we use technology to customize every single plan because no two bodies are alike. Second, everything in our program is 100% natural. There's no gimmicks like pills, shakes, or shots. We teach you how to eat real food you buy at the store so you can keep the weight off after the diet ends. And finally, everything you need to lose 20 pounds or more in the next 40 days is included for one low price. There's nothing else to buy and never any hidden charges or monthly fees. That's all part of the Skinny Utah 20-pound promise. So go to skinnyutah.com and register for a free consultation today. Let us show you how easy it is to lose 20 pounds or more in the next 40 days. We have clinics in Centerville, Draper, and American Fork, and a brand new clinic in Orem. Take advantage of our grand opening specials at all our clinics. Go to skinnyutah.com and schedule a free consultation today. That's skinnyutah.com.
Pain or no pain, your wisdom teeth should be checked every year. If wisdom teeth come in properly and meet the right conditions, they are generally safe to keep. But left unchecked, they can put you at risk for gum disease, tooth decay, and damage to adjacent teeth. Some wisdom teeth grow in at such an angle that they never break through the gum, which can lead to tooth decay, gum disease, cysts, and tumors. These impacted teeth can only be seen on x-rays. So the damage they may cause can go undetected if they are not checked by a dental professional. Some people just don't have enough room for another tooth in their mouth, so their wisdom teeth can affect adjacent teeth when they come in. This can make it difficult to chew, difficult to keep them all clean, and misalign your teeth. Not all wisdom teeth need to be removed, but they all do need to be monitored by an oral and maxillofacial surgeon. Remember, pain or no pain, your wisdom teeth should be checked every year. Find your local oral and maxillofacial surgeon at myoms.org.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Donate $25 or more and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer is a division of EIF.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
For those of you already up and about this morning, thank you so much for checking in with us on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. One of our texters telling us there's been a wreck involving a motorcycle, I-15 south around Kaysville. We'll get an update of that. If you can help us this morning with something we've missed, just dial us up at 575-00. KSL News Time, 544. The three things you need to know this hour. First, court documents given to the Tribune now show why a gang member in a federal trial was able to attack a witness in a courtroom 5 years ago. Ciali Angelo was unshackled because drapes had not arrived that could have kept the jury from seeing his chains.
Second, Unified Police are looking to see if a man hit by a tow truck in Mill Creek over the weekend was assaulted first. The 19-year-old man was laying in the road near 4070 South Main Street when he was struck.
Third, we're keeping an eye on that road situation out there for you, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever.
Well, the UDOT cameras aren't working in the area where it appears we have a crash southbound I-15 going between Layton Parkway and Kaysville. I'm definitely seeing some stop and go, though, starting just after the Hillfield Road on-ramp at the south end of Layton Hills Mall. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine in this back-to-school Monday. Highs 95. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, 79 degrees.
With KSL's top national stories.
Well, President Trump says he doesn't think there will be a recession anytime soon. A new survey says more than 60% of economists believe one will hit in the next 2 years. Grant Thornton economist Diane Swonk says, look for some warning signs.
One of the first things to be cut by employers is the amount of time they employ you, and all of a sudden you're getting not as many hours as you once did. Start getting worried because the next shoe to drop is often payroll cuts.
After deadly shootings in Dayton and El Paso, police say they have made arrests. After threats of more attacks, a 20-year-old is due in court today in Ohio, accused of threatening to attack a Jewish community center. Former Homeland Security Acting Undersecretary John Cohen.
We're seeing more hate crimes. We're seeing more targeted attacks, targeting non-white people, mosques, synagogues, and other places that are associated with the targets of white supremacy.
Hong Kong, again, home to massive pro-democracy protests. Organizers say over the weekend, nearly 2 million people hit the streets. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. We're hearing from the Utah man who was lost near the Montana-Idaho border for 5 days and was able to survive until he stumbled onto a group of searchers.
He survived by eating bugs and berries, and he is now reunited with his pregnant wife. We get the story from KSL TV's Tanya Dean.
It was a week ago today that Caden Laga got lost in a wilderness area near the border of Idaho and Montana. On Friday morning, he was finally found. In an interview with NBC Montana, Caden says at one point he was preparing for the worst.
But I just wrote a little text in case they found my body cold. And I just wrote, it to Arden, and I just said, in case I don't make it out of here, I love you, I've loved my life with you, and I'm so sorry I left you to be a single mom.
Last Sunday, Caden was riding horses with his family when his horse went lame. Caden said he would just walk the rest of the way and meet up with his family later, but he never made it to the meeting spot. Search parties looked for Caden for several days. He says he even saw a plane fly close by, but it didn't see him. Then finally on Friday morning, Caden wandered into a camp of volunteers.
So I'm standing quite a ways away, and I yell, "Oh, hello! Hello!" And then I hear them go,
"Are you Caden?" I said, "I am Caden."
To say his wife was relieved to hear the news is an understatement.
"They found him. They found him. He's alive." And I have no clothes on, so I race out of bed, try to find a sweatshirt to put on, putting pants on, trying to. My mom opens the door, and she's like, "Didn't you hear? Did you hear?" And I'm like, "Is he alive?" And I was like, "Yes, he's alive." And I just fall to my knees, and I'm just on my hands and knees, and I'm just, I'm not even crying tears. I'm just heaving and sobbing. Just, "We did it. He's alive. He's okay. We're okay. It's finally over."
Caden says he only slept 3 hours a night and spent most of his time searching for a trail. He said there was enough water in the area, but he had to survive on berries, ants, and grasshoppers.
You would. You'd fall to your knees. The exhaustion of being tense every moment, praying for news of your husband. Yeah. I'm thinking of it from the wife's perspective.
Well, I'll tell you, on our outdoor show on Saturday mornings, we always like to do a postmortem on these situations and hear from them on things they did right, things they did wrong, mm-hmm. so that we can learn from that for all the folks that love to get out there and play in the outdoors.
Yeah.
But it sounds like he did a lot of things right.
Yeah.
In finding a place to bed down for 3 hours safely every night, and then not being afraid to eat whatever might be available
exactly.
to you.
To stay alive.
Even if it meant grasshoppers, which I understand taste a little like almonds when you're hungry enough. All right, that is the In-Depth at 15 and 45. Great story this morning. 5:49 means it's time for us to get another look at the roads out there, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Andy, you said the cameras aren't working up in that Layton Parkway area, but we do have texters that are telling us it is a car versus a motorcycle, and the right-hand lane is blocked.
Yes, actually, I did finally get the cameras working up there. I've got a live look at it. Right now, the two right lanes blocked, two left lanes getting by. Didn't know it was a motorcycle, so that's good information from our KSL traffic troopers. But southbound I-15 backed up just south of Layton Parkway. You can see the traffic having to move to the left. If you're getting on at Layton Parkway, you'll actually pass the crash on the on-ramp without any extra delay. So it's really affecting drivers who are coming south through Layton and Clearfield. They'll ones who will be affected. If you live near the freeway, go to Layton Parkway to get on, or go down to the Kaysville exit to get on. So far, no delays in Salt Lake or Utah counties. Join us for the Timpanogos Storytelling Festival, September 5th through 7th. Visit timpfest.org for tickets. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and let's look ahead to the 7-day forecast and see what those temperatures look like. Back to you, Grant.
Well, we're seeing another stretch of days here with lots of sun, warm temperatures, no rain in sight. And on this back-to-school Monday, we're up to 95 and mostly sunny. Sunny and 96 tomorrow and 98 Wednesday, more sunshine. 94 Thursday, 95 Friday, sunshine all the while. And more of the same for the weekend, 94 Saturday and 94 Sunday, mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let's see what the current temperature is downtown, 79 degrees.
Did you see Jimmy Kimmel got himself in a little bit of trouble last week?
What happened?
An expensive lesson, too, courtesy of the federal government. The Federal Communications Commission has fined ABC Television almost $400,000.
What?
After Kimmel used the sound of the emergency alert system as part of a skit.
No.
This dates back to last October, though, and just now is coming full circle. The tone is set by television radio stations. If you listen to this program, you know we're the one that launches that tone for all stations when there is a real emergency or we're testing the system. It's illegal to depict it in the media in times other than an actual emergency.
Yeah.
So that people don't get confused.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's not the first time this has happened. AMC Network agreed to pay a $104,000 fine for improper use of the signal in an episode of The Walking Dead back in February. Mm. And The Animal Planet was fined $68,000 after a actual emergency signal sent to a mobile phone was picked up by cameras during a filming session of the Lone Star Law show.
Yeah, so, you can't play around with that.
Yeah.
Not for humorous purposes, not for dramatic purposes, not for any purpose.
Well,
I'm surprised he didn't know that.
Yeah.
Obviously, he didn't run that one by the lawyers. they would have told him.
No, but he's getting that lesson right now, and I'm sure he's had great conversations with the network lawyers over the past week or so.
It's good that everybody's learning it now through his folly.
Yeah. Something you don't want to mess with. It's like the little boy that cried wolf.
And so that all of us can learn that sound is to be trusted.
Yeah. Boy, look what the markets are doing right now. The futures market's up over 300 points. We'll try and figure out exactly what they're looking at that's such positive nature this morning when we check your money news coming up next.
My mom was a guiding light, a light that shone brightest when wearing bell bottoms under a disco ball. I know Mom wouldn't want us to cry now. She'd want us to dance.
Who's with me?
We all want to be remembered for what makes us, us. Valley View Memorial Park and Funeral Home or any of our local Dignity Memorial providers can help. Visit DignitySaltLake.com to learn more. Dignity Memorial, life well celebrated.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org.
Let's take a look at Utah's money here. Apple CEO is weighing in on President Trump's tariff plan. Tim Cook says new taxes will harm the U.S. tech giant's ability to compete with its top rival Samsung. Apple already saw fewer sales this year as demand for its smartphones appears to be waning.
KSL Drive's brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. Tesla is turning its attention back to its solar panel business. CEO Elon Musk announced yesterday Tesla will now let people rent the sun-generated panels instead of buying them. Systems start at $50 a month in six states.
A new report finds websites which publish fake news make millions of dollars in ad revenue. The Global Disinformation Index says the people behind false information on social media pull in at least $235 million from ads running on extremist websites.
I was reading about investors who are concerned about the U.S.-China trade war are worrying about more than just those companies that do lots of business with China. They're also starting to consider the risk to businesses that have few, if any, ties to that country.
Yeah.
The result has been a blow to much of the U.S. stock market, of course. Among the vulnerable companies are energy providers, banks, microchip makers, industrial manufacturers. But you think about how, you know, it's obvious that we think about computer companies and so on, and farmers. But the effect affects so many more than just those.
Yeah, because you think about everybody that is downline from the farmers and all the consumers that are in line for all of those things.
Yeah.
And it does tend to affect a lot of others. Although the administration continues to downplay a lot of the doomsdaying that's going on. And my guess is an election year is coming up. It'll probably get solved sometime in the election year. Here's your money at this moment. The Dow futures up almost 300 points now. We were up above it a moment ago, 295 points on the plus side now. The S&P is up 32. The NASDAQ futures still up 104 points.
Of course, we are in the week before the beginning of college football season. It's an exciting time for all of us, not just to BYU Utah fans. That begins next week.
Right.
But this week is college football week, so we're looking forward to that.
And last week, Saturday, as a matter of fact, the Fan Fest happened up at the University of Utah with all the fans up there to meet players and have some fun.
That's an exciting time. I saw you.
It is time now for Cougar Tracks, and that means it's time to check in with Mitch Harper.
Fall camp is winding down in Provo for the BYU football team, and the motivating factor throughout camp has been the opportunity to get revenge against the Utah Utes. Kickoff is now in just 10 days from today, and associate head coach Ed Lamb believes it's been a huge motivator for the Cougars in camp.
We aspire to beat Utah. It's been a long time. We have tremendous respect for what they've done. I think there was a time historically where it was a motivator for Utah's program to catch BYU and to win their share of the rivalry games. Clearly that's flipped now, and it's a central motivating factor for our players, and we sure appreciate the opportunity to just unleash that and let them go.
While BYU aspires to take down Utah, you should aspire to check out KSLSports.com for all the latest from BYU football fall camp. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Talking to your doctor about opioids can be a little intimidating. So don't think of me as your doctor. Think of me as
an educator. I love it when you ask questions.
A trusted voice and source of information.
Or whatever makes you feel comfortable, like a happy little cloud.
Because I want to help however I can. And I want you to ask me questions, like if you're at risk for addiction. So let's talk about opioids. I'm easy to talk to, after all. Learn questions to ask and more at useonlyasdirected.org.
Andy Farnsworth anchors Triple Team Traffic in the Morning.
With experience, I can also give you some perspective. There's a crash. Do I want to take an alternate? It's actually going to be faster for you to stay on the freeway.
In the afternoon, it's KSL's Ricky Meese.
Emergency traffic used to be the exception, but now it is the rule.
Whether it's Andy in the morning or Ricky in the afternoon, it's still a team of reporters updating traffic every 10 minutes on the nines.
The only thing I haven't seen yet is the freeway actually disintegrate, but that's about it.
Get through traffic with Utah's news station, KSL. News Radio.
Hey, KSL News Time is 5:59. We'll get another early look at traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Andy?
Amanda, southbound delays on I-15 pretty thick right now going from Layton down towards Kaysville because of a crash that apparently involved a motorcycle where the Layton Parkway on-ramp merges onto the main flow. It does look like they have all the main flow lanes open again, southbound 15 in Layton, but the backups go all the way past Hillfield Road and now to about the middle of the Layton Hills Mall area on I-15. Right now, that's the only freeway delay. Haven't seen any issues on I-80, I-215, or the 21st South Freeway either. It's Seagull Books Back to Basics sale. Save 40% on Ultimate Cammies, $6.99, and Ultimate Scoops, $8.99. An additional 20% off clearance-priced Sweet Salt clothing at Seagull Book. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Forecast for this afternoon should get us to about 95 degrees. No chance of any precipitation, and right now, it's 79 downtown.